Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I just continue to have the time of my life. Why? Because I'm surrounded by the most amazing people on earth. And this morning is no different. It is just continuing getting better and better. I mean, we started off the show with the founder of the first equity crowdfunding platform in Arizona, Fund My Business AZ. We just had the founder of Ziggy's Dairy. I mean, this yogurt is in every single grocery store. It's just amazing how his story and how he was able to launch that. But let me talk to you about our next hero. He is the president of Aubio, who partnered with billionaire businessman and philanthropist John Paul DeJoria, who we also had on our hero show. And his name is Scott Woolley. Now, welcome, Scott. I'm going to give it and turn it over right over to you, because Aubio, in case someone's listening that may not know what Aubio is, let's talk about it, and most importantly, why it is so important and why so many people need to go ahead and use it.
Well, I can start and tell you that Aubio is a product that is for people who suffer from cold sores, which the World Health Organization last November put out a report that 2/3 of the world's population suffers from it. And unfortunately, as most people know, cold sores is the herpes 1 virus. And we have a product that we've just brought to market that I'll say is a game changer. It is a magnificent product that works so quickly on people that the average person who has and suffers from cold sores will be just floored when they use it compared to anything else they've used in the past. A very interesting thing about the product, it's an all-natural product, which in the cold sore category, there aren't any natural products. Our product comes from a very, very unusual and unique plant, which is a carnivorous plant. The carnivorous plant being very unique and unusual is the fact that a carnivorous plant lives in the world that all plants do, but it also lives in the world that we do. It needs to eat in order to survive. And it was actually Charles Darwin who originally really looked into the science and the technology of this plant and found it to be very, very interesting in the fact that this plant eats what Charles Darwin considered to be the most deadly organism on this planet that's killed and affected death in more people than any other thing, which is the mosquito. Mosquito and insects, what this plant eats, as we all know, have all sorts of viruses and bacteria so forth in it. But when this plant eats these insects, it's able to eradicate whatever disease, virus, infection that insect or mosquito may have had. And by the time it's, I'll say, digested and dispensed to the root systems of this plant, it's gone.
Right.
So we have harnessed the extract from this plant, and it has an amazing effect on the herpes virus.
Now, Scott, I got to ask you, because, you know, your background consists of so many things, four-time Emmy award-winning producer and many more and stuff. How did you get involved into this? What was your motivation? How did it come to be, given your background is it's just in a variety, you've been very successful to go into this?
Yeah, I've had a chain of grocery stores to the entertainment industry.
Right.
But John Paul DeJoria, who is the co-founder of Aubio, who is basically the majority shareholder and funder of the company, he and I have been friends for well over 25 years, have been in business on a number of different ventures. We were in the entertainment industry together. We took the Paul Mitchell products that he's very well known for. We reformulated them. We took them to market as a pet product about 14 years ago. And he was working in developing this product with a group of some universities and scientists and doctors, and was listening to him for, 2-3 years while it was in development. And did some of my own research and found it fascinating in the fact that, 180 million people suffer in this country. And it's something that when a person suffers from a cold sore, those who do suffer it know it very well, that it's somewhat debilitating. It's, you know, it's, they don't want to be around their loved ones and friends because they're embarrassed by it. And I jumped in because I knew that I had the skills to help bring this to market, bring it into retail. And I enjoy it and being involved in the company because it's really making a difference in people's lives.
That's excellent. Excellent. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes. We've got Scott Woolley. He is the president of Abio. You can go to AUBIO.com or, of course, Alliances.com to learn more. That's Eliances.com. And we'll have a link to be able to contact and go to his website. Be part of the community, Alliances.com, with me, David Kogan. Now, Scott, let's talk a little bit about your background, too. You've been a producer, TV specials on Showtime, HBO, and Comedy Central. Emmy winner, named Earnest and Young Entrepreneur of the Year, formed partnerships, as you mentioned, with John Paul DeJoria. Let's talk a little bit, though, these shows that you've won Emmys for. Share with me some of the shows.
It's a variety of different things. My career in the entertainment industry, I've created it's a little over 1,200 episodes of television. I have an Emmy for, I've got a lot of different awards, but an Emmy for documentary special, The Breaking of the Curse of the Bambino, that had to do with the Boston Red Sox winning the World Series in 2004. I have another Emmy having to do with a coach, very well-known college coach, Howard Schnellenberger. It was a series that pertaining to him and him building a college football franchise. Another was pertaining to a television series that I did for many years in syndication called Today's Health. It was originally first hosted by Robert Urich, and then later hosted by Chris Everett. We won an Emmy for that series. So there's a few of them.
And not only that, you were also a concert promoter. You've also been concert promoter for acts like Led Zeppelin, Bad Company, Lou Reed. I mean, these are huge. It seems like everything you get into, you blow it out. It becomes huge. It becomes amazing. Let me ask you, though, how can children who want to grow up, be successful, be entrepreneurs, be able to maybe go into different aspects, different careers like you have done and been so successful? What's the best way for them to learn the ropes and build a successful career like you have?
Well, I can tell you that one of the things for me that I've told this to many people over the years, and I've been a strong advocate of, is that when you're in high school and when you're in college, while you're going to high school and while you're going to college, look for an opportunity as an with an internship. You know, if there's a particular career that you're looking to go into, you know, go to a business that's in that industry and see if they'll take you on, even if it's a non-paying job, but to get you that hands-on experience. You know, that's where I first got my hands-on experience. I was in college going to St. John's University. I had a class where I had to get an internship. I ended up, and I went to the top of the ladder in the music industry, what I thought was at the time, went to a company called Swan Song, which was the record and management company for Led Zeppelin and Bad Company, and ended up getting an internship there. And what I learned and what my experiences I had there were just incredible. So for me, that has always been extremely a good thing to do. And I've always had internships in all the businesses that I've had, bringing, you know, young people into it for them to learn. You know, another thing is just staying positive in what you're doing. Being positive, staying positive. You're going to run into pitfalls and problems. And the more you work through those and stay positive, it's only going to help you down the road and in your course of your life.
Phenomenal. Well, I got to tell you, Scott, you're an entrepreneur. You've stayed positive. You've built many successful companies, brought joy to millions with your productions. Now you are helping so many people, given that there are so many that have cold sores. As the president of Abio, you're doing it with amazing plant science. Scott, you're a hero. Listeners, go to abio.com. That's A-U-B. io.com. This is David Kogan with Eliances.